Welcome to Talking Comics.
Episode, let me guess, 88.
Where's your script? Oh, okay. There you go.
I got guessed right.
You did, 88. Isn't that crazy?
We'll have episode 90 and 100.
Yeah.
90th anniversary.
90th. Episode. That'll be next week. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
And then in like 5 weeks after that, it'll be episode 100.
That's crazy. We need cake.
Cake?
Yeah.
We don't need cake.
Yeah, we do.
Cool. So how was your week?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, it was good.
Do we do anything fun this week?
I don't think so.
Not really. I've been helping my mother, so... It's been kind of crazy. We did play some board games the other night.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
did.
Get to that. Remember, Amp Comics, use code TCP10.
And Allegra Printing for all your printing needs.
Man, you're getting good at this. Allegra,
I know,
Forever City.
Because I'm like good like that.
Still working on the new website. That's coming along. It's pretty much up and running. You can download the PDF now. You can pay for the PDF if you want.
How much is the PDF?
Still $6. I haven't fixed it yet. But the comic's pretty much done. I got a little bit of tweaks, but nothing much. I've been working on banners and stuff like that to get ready for shows, so that'll be fun. So the comic, it's coming along. Panel Pete is, we've gotten some reviews back. I'll be start sharing those.
Really? That's cool.
Jared and David from Do Not Disturb reviewed it. Colin Hawkins from Enough Said Books, he reviewed it. So I've sent it to everybody that let me use their cover, almost everybody. I'm still working on sending it to a few, but
yeah.
I've sent it to let them, the PDF, to let them look at it. So weekly polls, you want to go first?
No, you can go first because you rudely
made me go first last week.
So
that's funny. Well, it's an exciting week this week. We got some good stuff.
It's very, 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 so very exciting.
We got Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger, number 13.
Woo.
My favorite. Circus Maximus, number 4. Very cool. This has been a great series so far. She-Hulk, number 4. Planet She-Hulk, number 4. Stephanie Phillips.
That's cool.
I picked up Jar Jar number 1. That one looks cool. See if they go with the Sith route. That'd be kind of funny. Featuring a team up with Jedi Knight Calrin Beck. Okay, well, maybe not. We'll see. It'd be funny. I'm sure they won't. The Absolute Wonder Woman Annual, number 1.
That's cool.
The Vampirella Winter Special.
I like the snowman.
Yeah, the snowman's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's pretty neat.
He looks like his name's Bob.
And then finally.
Finally.
Finally. We've got the
Digger.
We got 3 copies. Whoop. We got one of each of the covers. Annika got her own copy, too.
Yeah.
We've got it.
I'm
going to
read
finally.
This 80 times.
So.
Probably
it's
not 80,
here.
But like, a lot.
I'm super excited to actually finally read this in person now. And what cover did you get? Okay.
Because cool. I only had one more B cover. I think it's a B cover.
Yeah, I think this is the B cover. I'm not sure. A cover? I don't know.
They only had one more of the other one, so I wanted to save that for someone.
Yep. Well, very cool. Invader Comics, TS, we got your stuff.
Go check them out on their socials.
Our comic shop has some more if anybody's looking.
Yep.
So
my comics are showing.
That was awesome. So, all right. That was my weekly polls. What's yours?
Well, the Digger. I got the Digger. It's amazing. It's what I've always dreamed of. Okay.
She's excited.
Then I got a new Gotham City Sirens. It's Sirens Love Heart something. Poison Ivy cover.
Okay.
Then I got Supergirl number 10. I got it with Crypto.
Ooh, Crypto. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I got the digger.
And the digger. So which one's your favorite one you got this week?
That's so hard. The digger.
The digger. What are you excited to read this week?
The digger.
The digger. That's probably for both of us.
The digger.
Gunslinger and digger. So.
It's the digger.
Those will be the ones for us this week.
The digger. I've been waiting for that to come out since January.
I think it was end of January, and then it got pushed to today, yesterday technically. So we go to the comic shop on Thursdays. So
yeah,
but it was good. It's awesome. It's there. There's still a couple copies left at Yellowbird Comics in Fuquay Arena, North Carolina.
Fuquay? So, you said
Fuquay.
Okay.
So yeah, so that was awesome. What'd you read this week?
Ooh, I finished my Sailor Moon book, and I didn't have another book at school, so I had to, I finished my first Sailor Moon book. I didn't have the second Sailor Moon book.
With you.
So, I read some of Batman, Harley Quinn,
okay.
Black, White, and Red.
Very cool.
And then I started the second book.
Okay. Very cool. Second Sailor Moon book.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I continued my journey into Mystery Thor, the Mighty Thor run, one a day. So I read 137 to 143, plus I think the second annual, the King Size annual. That was pretty good. I have not read my pulls in a while. I need to get back on reading my pulls too. I will read The Digger today for sure.
Yeah.
Before I go to bed. Even if I don't read Thor, I'm going to read The Digger at least. But I got to read Thor too. So
yeah.
Speaking of which, when we're on pulls, I got something else.
Oh yeah, I forgot you got.
We went and saw, we put a video out we went and saw Stephanie Williams in person. We got to meet her and get a couple books signed. While we were there, we did pick up a couple other things, but we got Roots of Madness number one and then the Wonder Woman 29 signed. So that was really cool. And then, of course, we already owned those because we'd already pulled them to read them. And then we got a trade, and then I bought a Mighty Thor statue. So,
yeah,
I'll break it out and put it on the shelf. I'll put it on the Thor reading shelf behind me. So some cool new display. And then.
Okay.
Is it in there?
Yeah.
All right. And then she got.
Well, these are mostly yours.
What are they?
Okay. Okay. So I got Gotham City Sirens. We're back. Trigger happy with the cowgirl thing.
Yeah, that's like a whole little mini series altogether. Yeah. So got her that. What else is in the list or stack?
So we got two signed books by Stephanie Williams.
Yep. So we got the Wonder Woman and the Root of Madness number one signed.
Yes.
By Stephanie. I don't remember what else is in there.
And then he bought another Godzilla versus.
I didn't have this cover, so. I just like supporting stores when we go to them since we already had the other covers.
But I didn't have this trade.
Right. So we supported the store that had Stephanie come in. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And then, so that was my read journey. What else did you get this week, Annika?
Can I go over these?
Yeah. That's what I was
saying. So, my mic ain't straight. We went to Five Below, and we kind of bought some things. I got this Five Nights at Freddy's keychain.
It was, the funny part, it was in an empty display box. It was like the display piece in the corner of the display box. And she's like, can I just have this display box? And they're like, yeah, take it. So that's how she got that.
F-R-E-E.
And then she found some Harley Quinn pops, and we got six of them, and we're only missing one of them now.
So I'm gonna open these while you.
Well, don't open them; just show them real quick.
So we got the. This one's my fate. Okay. Anyways, we got Wait, is this, so we got the regular one of this. You probably can't see it. This is the glitter one of that one. This is the metallic one. It's the one eating pizza.
That's my favorite one. You ought to give me that one to put on my shelf.
And we got this one. And then I had the one other end. I got this one.
The one that fell on the floor?
Yeah.
Cool. So, yeah, she got some of those. They were only $5 versus, like, $12 or whatever they normally own. So that was a cool find. I think she found all but one of them. She already had one. And then we got six more, and there's seven total, I believe. So,
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
And I liked it.
What was the favorite thing you read this week?
I liked my Sailor Moon.
Okay. My favorite was Thor and Sif meeting and hanging out. They tried to turn Jane Foster into an immortal and she failed. And Odin banished her back to Earth. And, you know, he went and hung out with Sif. So, interesting. So,
something I don't like cliffhangers on, like, comics because, and I've mentioned this before,
you have.
I think. Because, like, I don't like reading a comic and leaving a cliffhanger. And then, like, several months later, the second one comes out. Oh. And I probably forget what that cliffhanger is.
But that's how they sell you more books.
Yeah.
Well, did you watch anything or play anything? Played a little Fortnite.
Yeah.
What? I was just looking. They're doing construction out my window. They're tearing a bunch of trees down. So it's kind of weird. But so you played a little Fortnite. The other night we got to play a couple board games. We played some Flux and Codenames.
Yeah. I'm going to go get the tree logs and count the rings, see how old the trees are.
Yeah, you can go do that. There's some stumps out there. So you can do that too. So yeah, me just Solasta on
Dad.
And then I see it.
Okay.
Solasta and then that's about it. Played some the board games on the other day and then Solasta one night and haven't really watched anything. Been helping my mom. So a little crazy, but we got to see Stephanie Williams. That was cool. We did some cool stuff.
She's really nice.
And so now we'll do real quick. We'll do comic history this week in comic history. I got two really cool ones, pretty cool ones. So early 92, X-Men number one released in 1991, but it was still breaking records and it became the best selling comic book of all time with over 8 million copies sold in early 1992. And then the second one is Fantastic Four. Number four came out February 10th, 1962, introduced Namor to the Silver Age. And by this time, Fantastic Four, you know, stopped being just a comic and it started being like the backbone of the Marvel Universe. They started growing. So
that's cool.
Pretty cool.
Mail
so
time?
We don't have mail. No mail time. We have guest time.
Oh.
There he is. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How you been?
I'm a little sick, but doing good.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. It's been crazy around here, going around, but it is what it is. But Jeff Haas, he's here again.
Indeed.
He was here on episode 42. This is episode 88.
Oh, my God.
We are, you know, cranking them out 2 a week, so...
Wow, time flies, huh?
It does, man. We do we're doing the weekly show with Annika and I, and then I still do an interview a week and been cranking those out and been going really well. So all thanks to you. You started this whole journey for me.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So least I can do is have you back on and hang out for a little bit. So,
and like I said, I always appreciate the support for my book as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, man. That was awesome. I was excited to be able to help out. So tell us why you're here.
All right, so I'm here promoting Malik Writing Devil. This is my issue 3. So this is my newest issue for Malik. It's a 6-issue miniseries about a fallen angel who was damned by God and is now seeking revenge on his creator. It's this kind of hardcore action, very image-looking, image as in the publisher-looking comic book. I'm very proud of it. The art is amazing by Juan Almiron. The writing is good, I think, because I'm the one who wrote it, so I'm a little proud of it. Though I won't say it's great because that would be arrogant. But I think it's really good. And like I said, I think it's a good story of for actions, good story just from a philosophical or a character arc wise. And yeah, I'm very proud of it.
That's awesome. I did back it. I backed the catch-up bundle, so get the first 3 issues. So that'll be really cool. So it's going to be 6 issues total?
Yeah, 6 issues total. There's also 3 tie-in books. The first 2 tie-in books are already done. Like I said, this is going to complete. This is not a series that I'm just going to forget about. This is going to be finished one way or another, whether I'm panhandling on the street or panhandling online for money. This is happening.
That's exactly how I feel about the one I wrote. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if you knew I wrote a comic. Did I tell you about that?
I don't think so.
So I wrote, we created this whole mascot, right? Panel Pete.
Yeah.
And, you know, his comic word bubble. Well, I wrote a comic, hired an artist because I really wanted to learn the process. That was one of the big topics you and I talked about on the episode. Yeah. Was just learning the process and paying your artists and all that stuff. And I found an artist, Mike Algier from Dork Art Studios, and he did it. We just finished like 2 weeks ago. I'm just now getting the PDFs pretty much done, right?
Yeah.
Her and I are actually going to, I have a good friend that owns a print shop in Michigan.
Yeah.
And we're going to drive to Michigan on March 4th. So in 3 weeks, and we're going to watch it come off the press, print shop. So that's going to be super exciting.
Cool. It's like going to the delivery room to watch the baby get born.
Exactly. 100%. I've done that twice. So
I was thinking that you must have at least once.
Yeah. It's been twice. I have a 25-year-old. Well, she'll be 25 in July, but a 24-year-old and a 11-year-old. So I've been there a couple times. This is my daughter, Annika. You've probably seen her online.
Hello.
This is Jeff. Jeff is, I told you a little bit, Annika. Jeff's the one that introduced me to Chris and got me doing the interviews. And, you know, then he was on there and he's been still sending people our way. I saw Braxton signed up again. So that was cool in a couple weeks. That one's going to be funny because I'm actually going to be in D.C. for work for my day job. But I do a podcast for my day job, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have all my stuff on the road set up already to do a podcast there. And I'll just be like, well, guys, got to go back to the studio to do another one.
Well, I may have another guest for you if you're interested. I don't know if we set it up yet. I may actually have another surprise guest.
Okay.
I don't think we did it.
We had a really funny one the other day. I've been doing a lot of the Invader Comics people.
Yeah.
I've become pretty good friends with T.S. Luther, who did The Digger. It finally came out yesterday. And then, so I've just been talking. They've been sending me a bunch of people, too. So I did the guys from Do Not Disturb. And they have this girl, Kate Windles, that just did the Devil in the Herd Kickstarter that's going on.
Yeah, that's cool.
I had her on. And then she ended up dropping that she works for V-Friends, which I have, V-Friends comics, from Gary V. So that was pretty funny. She was a fun one. But I've loved doing the interviews. They've been so much fun.
You do get sucked into it. Like I said, I've been doing my show now for my 5th season.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling it's becoming an old veterans show at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming up on a year, so the end of March will be 1 year for us.
Can do a special end of year show?
We might have to do something. We're gonna have to do a 1 year anniversary or something show. We did cake one time or brownies for something. I don't remember.
We still have that brownie.
No, we can throw it away.
That box there. The Welch's.
That's funny.
I tried to eat it.
I think that was episode 50, so that was a little bit ago. But yeah, we've been having so much fun and doing the weekly show and meeting a lot of cool people and learning the process and all that, and getting to support you guys too, you know, the people that helped us and others, and just spread the word. So it's been great.
Well, like I said, you do a fantastic job on your show, so it's glad to be a part of it. And honestly, it's always fun to get support and give support. So
right. Exactly. Well, I'll let you know when I'll shoot you an email after maybe tomorrow, and we'll get Doug scheduled, and we'll talk about marketing and all that stuff. So the comic book.
That'd be awesome.
So, well, thanks, man. Thanks for hanging out. And
my pleasure.
If you're welcome, if you want to hang out, you can. But I know you have another one you got to get ready for, right?
So, indeed. But yeah, so just Kickstarter, Malik Winning Devil number 3. I'm only 30% of the way there, so I need support. So whoever's listening,
go support his Kickstarter.
Yeah, put in a buck. Put in a buck. If 700 more of you do it, I just need like 500. 500 of you need to do it. So 500 views, each should give me $1.
That's right. I'll put the links in this. This will come out probably tomorrow. So, and I'll send you links and stuff to it if you need them, and we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good night.
Have a good day.
Awesome.
That was amazing.
Yes. We got to hang out with Jeff for a few minutes.
Where else can we go?
What do you mean?
Tuesday. What did we do Tuesday?
You went to school.
After.
We came here.
We went to that shop.
Oh.
That your friend owns.
Yeah, so a friend of mine that I used to know, or I still know, friend of mine, she opened a, bookstore, book game store in a little town near us. Funny enough, you've probably heard me say on this show that I used to own a game store. And when we moved to this area in 2013, I opened a little store in this little town, and I was there in one location for a year, moved it to another location for 3 years, sold it. They moved it out of town. But a couple stores have come and gone in the other town since then. So she wants to open a store. So she opened one in the original location that we opened in. So it was kind of funny. She calls me the other day and she was like, "Hey, I just want some advice." Sure. So we went and after I picked her up from school, we stopped by just to visit, you know, talk shop, give her some ideas. She's going to do a little different stuff, which is going to be cool. She might do some, she's going to do some manga. She might do some comic books. She'll definitely carry my comic when it comes out. We might do a signing in her shop.
Chronicles Panel Pete, in the description below. Go download the PDF.
A small town tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny shape-shifting hero determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, The Chronicles of Panel Pete, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure. A story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Ryman. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue 1?
$5.99.
Yeah.
If you can't wait till the Kickstarter, it's $5.99. So it was really cool to get to kind of talk about game store stuff again and kind of give her some ideas. And the world's changed a little bit in that realm of game stores, where you really got to kind of rely on some other product to help, because some of these games are hard to get. You know, the Magic, the Pokemon, you know, the product bubble is kind of crazy at the moment. So I commend her for trying and, you know, going to, you know, do other things like, you know, manga and, D&D and dice and tournaments, and, you know, she's going to make go at it, and we're going to try to support her, so, and help her out as she goes and as we go. So that was, I forgot about that, but yeah, so we might stop by once a week or so and see how she's doing, give her some encouragement. But yeah, so that was cool. And then we went, we just came here and played games. That's right. So yeah, we had a surprise guest, Jeff Haas. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's been super nice to us. And like I said, he's the one that introduced me to interviewing. And, you know, it would have just been Annika and I doing this show and no guests. So, or a few guests here and there. But now we do a guest a week at least. So
that's crazy.
It is crazy. Two episodes a week. It's a lot of work. Reel a day, two episodes a week.
Now, has anybody noticed that I reorganized my shelves? If you have not.
I think I did.
You do?
I watched you do it the other day. It's nice. It'll get rearranged. It's probably going to rearrange every other day or every other episode.
Probably.
Because you got some more figures to put up there.
Well, I'm putting all of them.
And I rearranged my stuff, too. Like, I'm going to have to, it's time to change out some of these comics. And when I get my comic, you know.
They'll all be gone.
They'll all be up there. All six covers up there. Maybe seven covers.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, do you actually do that without me?
Do what?
Did you just start doing that?
Yeah.
I
know.
For what?
Dun, dun, dun. There might be a seventh cover. We're working.
What is that?
We're talking
what
about
is, it. What is that?
You'll have to tune in to find out. My God.
No, I need to know about this.
But we're working on the next step for me is I got to redo all the Kickstarter asset artwork and stuff. I've been putting together packages and you know, you'll be able to just do a dollar like Jeff was saying to help out, or you can do like buy one comic for $7. excuse me, we'll have a collector's bundle that'll have all six covers, and it'll be the only way to get Annika's cover will be in that collector's bundle.
Wait, and in person.
In the Kickstarter, the only way to get your cover will be in that collector's bundle.
People don't need my cover.
So, and then if this other cover gets pulled off, it'll be another collector's bundle that'll include her cover and this other cover. if that one gets done. But the last cover came in the other day. Shared it on socials.
This cover?
Krosov's cover.
His
very cover's cool.
Really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turned out great. Go check it out.
Yeah.
That's going to be cover. That's going to be a 1 in 20 cover. The Thor cover is going to be a 1 in 10 cover.
What about my cover?
Your cover is a 1 in 20 cover. And then this other one's going to be like limited to like 20.
What about my cover?
Your cover is a 1 in 20 cover.
I thought I was going to have the most limited one.
Well, there's one more that might come a little bit more limited. But the only way to get them is going to be in it. The only way to buy them is going to be in the collector's bundles. So, to get yours and this other one, if it pull it off. And then you can get the PDF. And then we're working on little assets, like merch maybe, some stickers.
We need Valentine's Day merch, even though Valentine's Day is like
literally 3 days from now, 2 days from now. Jeez. It's Saturday, is Valentine's Day. Yeah,
I know what I'm getting you.
Okay, well, and I haven't gotten you anything yet. Dun dun dun.
I got you something.
I've been a little tied up here helping my mother. I haven't not left the house in a while, it seems like.
I've had yours.
Other than to get you to
school.
From school. So, and we did sneak off to the comic shop after I got you from school. But I left for like an hour 2 days ago and stuff. I was like, yeah, I got to, working on that, helping my mama. So, but luckily my studio is here, so we can do that.
I think You're going to love your Valentine's Day gift. You have to show it on the podcast.
Sure, of course.
Because it's...
Next week?
It's comic
Well, related. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Guess what time it is.
Go get your loved ones Valentine's.
It's probably good advice.
Yeah, so they don't hate you. Or if you don't get them and you, like, give them a hug. Yeah. Hugs are always the best.
I do buy you a lot of comic books.
Yeah, you do. I don't really like the hugs, though.
Yeah, you're not a hugger.
No, I don't really like hugs.
Guess what time it is?
Question time.
Question time.
Yeah, question. Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. It's me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
It's All been right. a long time since you said the other word. But don't say it.
Trivia
yes.
time?
You ruined it.
It's question time. Okay. I've fully switched.
Yeah.
So we have some Gotham okay. City.
I need you to redo the question time dance because I hate it.
It's cute.
What is that? No. No. Stop! You look like a praying mantis.
Question time. Question time.
Question time. Question time. It's where he asks me questions, where I sometimes ask him questions. It's question time.
Is the emo question time version?
What? No, I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, shit. Okay, go.
All right, we have some Gotham City Sirens trivia questions.
I picked that out.
So?
I'm scared.
Who are the three main members of the Gotham City Sirens?
Catwoman, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn for 1,000 points are the most I can wager.
Correct. 1,000 points.
I know.
Which writer launched the original Gotham City Sirens series in 2009?
Is this multiple choice?
It is. Okay. Jeff Johns, Paul Dini, Grant Morrison, Gail Simon.
Repeat, please.
Jeff Johns, Paul Dini, Grant Morrison, Gail Simon.
I'm going to go Paul with 200.
Correct. Very good.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Lucky guess. You had a 25% chance. The first issue of Gotham City Sirens was published by which company?
DC.
Marvel, Image, DC, or Dark Horse?
DC.
How many points?
1,000.
Correct. 2,200.
Because all of those are DC characters.
In the series, where do the Sirens live together? Arkham Asylum, Wayne Manor, an old Gotham hideout filled with trophies, or Blackgate Prison?
Which series?
I don't know.
I'm going to say an old Gotham hideout filled with trophies for 100.
You are correct. 2,300. Which villain manipulates the Sirens early in the series using mind control?
I don't know which series.
The Joker, the Riddler, Hush, or Hugo Strange?
Who is Hugo Strange and who is Hush?
So Hush, you'd have to read the Batman Hush series. I've read the Hush 2 series or part of it. It's not bad.
Okay. Who's Hugo? Oh, wait. I know who he goes. Mind control? I don't know what. I'm going to go Hugo with 100.
That is incorrect. It is Hush. So you're at back to 22.
I don't even know who Hush was.
Poison Ivy has a PhD in what field?
Science.
Y'all. But what science? Chemistry, botany, genetics, or psychology?
Wait, what's botany again? Plants. Wait, repeat, please.
Chemistry, botany, genetics, or psychology.
What is botany?
Like plant cells.
Oh, that one for like 1,000.
I'm giving you half credit on that one.
What?
I had to tell you what botany was.
Because I didn't know what botany meant.
Well, yeah, but it gave it away once you know what botany is.
It doesn't really, if you don't know who Poison Ivy is.
But you know who Poison Ivy
is. But I don't.
You do. That's going to have an asterisk next to it. Catwoman's real name is...
Selina Kyle. I don't know her middle name, if she has a middle name. So, Selina Kyle for a million.
Yeah. Up to 1,000.
1,500.
Up to 1,000.
1,001 point.
Up to 1,000.
1,001.5 points.
Up to 1,000 points.
1,001 points. Zero.
You will be disqualified if you do not put a proper.
Oh my amount. God, 1,000.
Correct.
I know, because I'm 4,200.
Asterisk. Harley Quinn was originally created for the which TV series before appearing in comics?
The Batman animated series for 1,000 points.
Correct. 5,200 points with an asterisk.
Wait, you're halving my entire point?
No. You have 5,200. You should have 4,700, but we'll go with it. All right. That's a good run. 5,200. It is your turn. Do not take my pen apart.
I'm not.
All right.
Okay. So, it's Gamzee Jongus, right? So, I'm going to go ahead and underline my answers.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Gotham City's Sirens Edition, this or that.
Okay. I just picked randomly. Okay. Harley Quinn or Catwoman?
Harley Quinn 1,000.
Okay, fine. It's correct. Okay, so you got 1,000 points. Anti-hero vibes or full villain chaos?
Full villain chaos for 100.
Correct.
Okay.
Ivy's plant powers or Selena's stealth skills?
Selena's stealth for 200.
Gotham rooftops or Arkham Asylum drama?
Arkham Asylum drama for 500.
Wait, so that would be incorrect. So you have 800, I think. Okay. Team up book or... Oh, I skipped one. Paul Dino run or New 52 era?
Ooh, New 52 era for 200. All right, I got one right. I'm at 1,000.
I don't like you. Okay, team up book or solo series?
Team up book for 500.
You're 500.
Jeez.
Harley Quinn with Joker, Harley Quinn without Joker?
Without Joker for 500.
Okay, yep, you're at 1,000.
Okay.
High Story or Revenge Arc?
Revenge Arc for 1,000.
Yeah, you're correct. 2,000, I agree with you on that one. I forgot to underline this one. Comic version or live action adaptation?
Live action for 100.
Okay, so you're at 1,900. friendship goes or frenemy energy?
Frenemy injury, energy for 900.
900? So what is that? So you're like 1900?
I'm at 1900. Was I right or wrong?
Yeah, you're at 19. What? No, you're at 19,000.
1900.
Wait.
And I wagered 900.
That would be
1,900.
Oh, so you're two.
Am I correct or not?
You're correct.
So I'm at 2,800.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Still far cry from your 5,200.
I need my redemption points.
But you have your bonus question. Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Poison Ivy. And Catwoman. First teamed up in the series Gotham City Sirens. True or false?
No. Do I have to?
For all of your points.
Do I have to answer? And like, what if I get it wrong?
So like, you lose all your points, so and I win the game. I know it kills you to make let me win this game, which has only happened like once.
I've been doing nice to you.
I know.
By giving you points, not points. So please.
I've been getting my own points. They're not just made up points that you wager against me.
Okay. You need your redemption points too. So
Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Catwoman.
True.
The first time teamed up in the series.
True. This is not true, is it?
Final answer?
No. I am not an enemy. Well, your mouth was about to say incorrect, so now I want to change my answer.
Final answer?
No. Okay. Magical pen. Well,
this
you.
For you last week.
I know. Magical pen. If I don't take your insides out, will you please give me this answer? I promise I won't take your beautiful insides out. Again. Please tell me. Oh, okay. It said it was true.
Final answer true?
Do you think I should go? Okay, said go.
Final answer.
No. Yeah. Okay, fine. Go.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It is false. They all had interacted before in various DC stories. Gotham City Sirens in 2009 was the first ongoing series to officially team them up.
Okay, I get it. So now I have some questions to redeem you. But this time it's going to be my made-up points. What is it made-up? Because I'm picking the answers before and like it's all okay. And I threw Mr. Penn because I don't like Mr. Penn.
Get one question. Give me a bonus question.
Okay. Multiple choice. Which one is my favorite of these comics? Okay. So, Harley Quinn. Wait, which trade was that? Huh? I'm trying to think. Okay. So, which one was my favorite? So, the Death Note book that I read. That Suicide Squad book. Or. That Sailor Moon book. Which one? This is a hard choice for me.
So, it's
Death Note?
Death Note, Sailor Moon, or Harley Quinn. I'm going to go Harley Quinn. What's your favorite out of the three?
I like the Death Note book.
The most out of those three?
Yeah, but I really like Sailor Moon. It was close second.
Okay. So that means we tied. We both got 0 points.
Yes.
So you didn't win, but you didn't lose.
But it wasn't like an all... It was like a Suicide Squad, and I didn't really... It was like... Well, because it wasn't like a traditional Harley. But it was
right,
like,
right. Sorry, I misspoke. So it was a Death Note, Suicide Squad, or...
It had Sailor Harley Moon. In it, which yeah. made it better.
If I would have said it that way, I might have picked Death Note or Sailor Moon. That's okay. We tied. I still love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
I think you're really going to like your gift.
Awesome.
Because it's comic related.
Sweet.
You don't have this book yet.
Sweet.
Or if you do have it, you don't have to wait that I got it for you.
Like I bought the Mighty Thor 3 different times now.
Yeah.
Actually, that other one's not exactly the same. It's got actually reprints of older ones in it. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, we'll redecorate a little bit. We're going to have a cool week this week. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jeff Foss, for stopping by to promote his Kickstarter. Go check it out. Links will be below. Let's help him get that thing over the funding goal. Anything else from you, Annika, this week?
Yes.
What?
I just wanted to say two things. First, the Chronicles of Penelope is coming out this year. Go get our PDF. Go buy it. Buy our merch. It's amazing. So like, if you're happy today, go buy our merch. Like, and you can like get it as a gift for your loved ones. I don't know if it'll ship in time, but like, still
not for Valentine's Day.
Like for Christmas, because it'll probably ship in time for Christmas. Like, it's so good because like it's like amazing. All right,
so Penelope merch, yeah. PDF,
and I Heart Haters.
You Heart Haters. You don't have your boots on. Real quick. I was going to say show your boots, but...
Yeah, I got some boots at least.
She got some Stephanie Phillips boots.
Okay. You say that like that.
That's what I call them. I don't know. She has big black boots. You have big black boots now.
They were like knee-high lace-up boots.
And go support the Digger.
Yes.
It's finally here. So, well, thank you all for watching.
I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep.
It's bedtime.
It's bedtime. It's nap time. It's only like 6 o'clock.
Everybody have a great week. Go check the links below.
Go buy our Peanut Pete merch. Peanut Pete.
And we'll see you next week.
Yay. Wahoo.
We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Peanut Pete.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free preview of The Chronicles of Panel Pete by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.